fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, the second hour on Thursday, the 19th day of January. Prepper tip of the day. Tomorrow is the day that the Donald takes his oath of office to become the next president of the United States of America. Your prepper tip of the day is if you live in or near any major city, you need to be very alert for civil disorder, disruptions of any kind. There will be orchestrated, planned, and well-funded protests, disruptions, civil disorder in 30 American cities that we know of. And that's not necessarily the entire list. So you need to be aware of that, make appropriate plans to avoid these situations and survive them if you do find yourself in the middle of one. And that is your prepper tip of the day. We have back with us the second hour, Mr. Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. And we're going to be talking about a number of things, including the Ozark Survival Homesteads, which is really taking off. One of my listeners, Thomas from Sweden, was here a week and a half ago, Tim, to purchase his homestead. I'm meeting with, there's a lady and her husband coming down from New Jersey. Should be here today or tomorrow. I've been in touch with people all over the country, my listeners, who are interested in survival homesteads. It's unique. It's unique because these other shelters... These other shelters, without naming any of them, they're pretty much like a luxury cruise ship underground, all glass and chrome and brass and leather and walnut, beautiful,
right.
Elegant, and all those things, which they are, and very safe on one hand. Yeah. On the other, just as with the government programs, which I've acquired copies of all the old and current preparedness manuals from the old civil defense as well as current FEMA stuff,
right.
There's no plan for what to do when the doors of the shelter
open. No, there's not.
There isn't.
No, there's absolutely not. I've got most of those same documents you have, John. In fact, a lot of them are free downloads on ruralsurvival.info. And you're right. There are no plans for what you do when you come out of the shelter. And on some of those luxury shelters you're talking about, You know, I'm sure that I'm just like most of our listeners. I couldn't afford a membership to the broom closet and those things. The cost is just prohibitive for most normal people.
It is. I have an open invitation from the owner of the largest of those shelters for myself and my family, which I have respectfully and politely declined because I don't need it, quite frankly. But right. They are, for the average person, excessively expensive on one hand. On the other, the Ozark Survivor Shelters, most families, if they make minimal sacrifice, can afford payments on a new Ford SUV. Right. That's not all that unusual. It's pretty common. And if you can afford the payments on a new Ford SUV, you can afford an Ozark Survival Homestead. And there's some details at my website to get you started.
You know, the other thing, John, the same things are on my website. But the other thing is, if nothing goes wrong, you've still got a place to take a vacation in the Ozarks anytime you want to.
And we're already finding this out. People buying these places for a vacation spot, people buying these places as a retirement home, and people buying these places only as a last-ditch place to have a safe haven if they should ever need it. And one of the great things, as I point out, Tim, is that if your spouse thinks you're a bit nutso and need a tinfoil hat because you want to do anything regarding family resources, time, and money, you can point out to the protesting spouse, "Well, honey, it's a vacation spot. It's in the middle of the Missouri Ozarks, where people do in fact go on vacation from all over the country to participate in hunting and fishing and float trips on the rivers and seeing all the sights around the area, motorcycle tours, all these activities that we have around here. And frequently that will take the edge off of the complaining spouse. The complaining spouse will say, "All right, let's go ahead and do it. I'll get a vacation spot, and I don't need to listen to your grumping anymore because you're not getting what you want." So,
right, exactly. Oh, a little tiny bit off the subject. I saw the cutest bumper sticker yesterday, John, talking about, tourists in the Ozarks. It said, "If it's tourist season, why can't we shoot them?"
Well, unfortunately, that did happen here in our county 3 years ago. One of the locals, who had a reputation for being a bit mentally unstable to begin with, he did shoot to death a tourist who was on a float trip. It was big headlines.
Well,
of course, anytime there's a homicide in this county, it's big news because it's such a rare thing.
Right.
Very sad situation. That's so far out of the norm for the behavior of our people in the area that I wouldn't be concerned about it, would you?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, you got nutcases everywhere, and including a few here. So, no, it's nothing to be concerned about.
Yep. There's a few identified and well-known village idiots that hang out in a couple of the communities that I go to regularly, and just people just tolerate them. There's one young man with autism who walks up and down the street continuously from dawn to dusk with his little notepad talking to himself, and another gentleman who's got some issues, emotional issues, and they're just, they're the village idiots, and people tolerate them, and they're allowed to live their lives and be part of the community and be a little bit of local color. And
we had the same thing here, and most of them are quite very nice. The locals sort of take them under their wing. Some of the tourists shun them, but that's okay because they know they're appreciated here. And, I'm as bad as everybody else. A man is now dead now, so I can say his name. His name was Wilbur. And, when I was on the police department, I'd buy him a donut or whatever and just talk with him. And he wound up being a fountain of information. He knew everything going on in town. So I took advantage of that.
Well, a police officer is only as good as their informants. That's been
Nobody could ever get a warrant based on his statement, but at least we knew where to look.
Yeah, starting point. A starting point's a good thing. A starting point is a very good thing. Well, getting back to the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get a small home. It could be a larger home. Most people are getting a smaller version, something like, oh, say 400 feet. But if you want a larger place, that's doable also. There's a greenhouse where food can be grown, and people would buy shares of the production. This is not some kind of socialist, communist dream. It's based on capitalism. And,
yes, it is, positively, John.
And
I really like their system. But, yeah, you know, and let's tell people how this works. You know, if you buy a $750 share in the greenhouse and there are profits, you get back the profits. Now, of course, it'll never amount to enough to, you know, pay your membership each year, but it'll help, you know, and that's the good part. And you can also buy shares in the livestock production. And, you know, that works the same way. You know, I know right now they've got some very docile pigs. They've got some poultry. I believe there's some cattle, and I believe we got some dairy in there, too. I haven't been there yet. I know you have, but I haven't been there yet. I plan on making it up there as soon as, you know, the weather's fairly decent and I feel up to making the hour-and-a-half trip each way.
That's very true. If you're a student of history, you know that one of the original colonies, Jamestown, failed because of their attempt to have a pure form of communism.
Everybody decided no reason, no incentive to work.
Right. Well, and that's exactly what happened. But that's not the case with the Ozark Survival Community. There's plenty of incentive to work, and if you don't work, you pay. That's the two choices.
Correct.
And that's the way it needs to be. That's the way it should be. And a lot of groups work like that. I know a lot of gun clubs work that way, where there's an annual membership fee that you pay, and you're required to work so many days a year at the gun range, the gun club, or you pay more money. And that's capitalism in the way it can and should work. And that's what's going on here as well. There's a vetting process where you're not allowed to buy a piece of real estate there until you become a member. And that's how they comply with the law. The law doesn't allow you to discriminate buying real estate, but you're still allowed to discriminate who you associate with in a private group. And if you're not a Christian, you're not going to be part of you're not going to become a member, and therefore can't buy a home at the Ozark Survival Community, because only Christians are being allowed to become members, and you have to be a member before you can buy a piece of the property there. And
John, can I step in here one thing real quick? I do know that there is a member that is of the same religious persuasion that I am, which is not Christian. But after considerable vetting, they decided that he was a good fit.
Well, they're making exceptions, and that's the way it should be. Each case is treated on a case-by-case basis, and they did the right thing for the right reasons, and I'm happy to hear that. But I think it's highly unlikely that any Muslims are going to get in the door.
Going to happen. I guarantee you there will be no Muslims.
Yeah, I think you could have a PhD in horticulture and said, well, we don't think this is going to work out, and very politely be told that. So that should give people peace of mind also, that there won't be any Muslims there. There's criminal background checks will be run, so there's not going to be any convicted felons. The whole idea is to make this work by having good people who have good intentions, that don't have any criminal felony convictions, they're not Muslims, and they'll be a viable part of the community, contributing whatever skills they bring to the table. And this is unique. Jeff Harness, the man who's putting this all together, he's already had cash offers to do some really big things that he's politely declined so far. This is a learning process, and he will be expanding what he's doing into an adjoining property.
Well, you're going to have to, John.
You'll have to. because
there's no way around it.
And I would say no more than 90 days, and probably less than 90 days, they'll be moving next door to an adjoining property. I've already made him aware of more than 1,000 acres here in Crawford County that's for sale. That initially he thought, well, that's too much money, John, but the way things are going, money's not going to be an issue with the demand we're getting from literally all over the planet. And
absolutely.
The outreach of my show is what's making that happen all over the planet. When a man flies in here from Sweden, and he has very serious credentials in horticulture himself. In fact,
I know who we're talking about. Yeah,
right. Thomas from Sweden has an international reputation in horticulture, which is pretty phenomenal. And so Jeff is working on putting this all together. And if you have a question or comment about the Ozark Survival Community, certainly welcome to give us a call here at 800-313-9443. It's been about 2 years ago, Tim, that I first met Jeff and his wife, Kelly. And they were asking me about survival at their 200 acres. And it was just Jeff, his wife, a teenage son who I think may be a senior in high school, and another young man who's in the Marine Corps, off doing what Marines do. And I said, Jeff, I want you to write down this number. And he says, what's that, John? And I said, 168. And I said, Jeff, that's how many hours there are in a week. And if you want to be safe in your 200 acres, one of you three people is going to have to be awake and alert 168 hours a week. And I could see the wheels turning in his brain as I was telling him this. Because you may do that for a week or two, but by the third or fourth week, you're going to be suffering sleep deprivation. Work's not going to be getting done. You're going to be miserable and so forth. And you can't live like that, can you, Tim?
No, you can't. You have to have much. I mean, we've got here, let me see, 2, 4, 5 people that are capable of defending the place. And I would say that 9 out of 10 nights, somebody is awake at all times of the night. Somebody.
Right.
And it's not that we really plan it that way because there's no serious threat right now, but we're used to it, you know.
Right.
And all it takes is one shout from Lori or Shane or whoever, and the whole house is up instantly and armed.
Right, right.
You know, so
well,
we've got a pretty good system, but you're absolutely right. If you're not used to running a farm, that kind of thing would drag you down, like you said, in a week. I mean, people would be blithering idiots. So
no,
you've got to have people awake and alert.
The first 3 months I was in Vietnam, we didn't have really enough guys to pull guard duty without and be able to spread it out. So every other night for 3 months, I was on guard duty 4 hours a night. It would be 2 hours on, 4 hours off, and 2 hours on. And
right.
So I might go from, say, 7 to 9, and then from midnight to 2 a.m. Every other night. And, of course, I was 20 years old and tough and, you know, 10 feet tall and bulletproof. But that did take its toll on my productivity, my alertness, my energy. Even as a rough, tough, 10-foot-tall 20-year-old, it took its toll, and that's... That's a pretty lightweight schedule because
it
even
is.
That was spread out a bit. Every other night, I got a full night's sleep.
Right.
That initial conversation I had with Jeff and his wife, I think, was one of the catalysts towards him coming to realize, oh, yeah, what John says is true. There's 168 mm-hmm. hours a week. Even if my son and the Marines can get here, it's going to be a burden. It's going to be a tremendous burden to have somebody stay up all night, every night, for the duration. And that is really, really tough. It helps to have at least one person who has insomniac, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does. It really does. You know, if we had to do that here, what we would probably do, John, is one person would be designated for guard duty, period, at night, and would sleep during the day, and I hear music.
Yep, yep. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. Darren Moore here on Thursday, the 19th of January, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Tim, your new radio show is from 10 o'clock a.m. till noon Central Time on Saturdays, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. And now Laurie is co-hosting with me. It's bringing a lot to the show. And this week, we're going to be talking about whatever does or doesn't happen at the inauguration the day before, tomorrow, Friday. And we're going to be basically open lines the entire 2 hours. People call in, express their opinions, and give their comments. You know, maybe we'll get into what the next year or two looks like under Trump or might look like. A lot of prognostication. Just basically an open discussion on this wonderful thing that has happened by getting a real person, vice a rhino, in as a president. So I think it's going to be a good show.
I think it will. And that's Republic Broadcasting from 10 a.m. till noon Central Time on Saturdays. We're talking about the Ozark Survival Community, Ozark Survival Homesteads, and here's what it would cost for a mom and dad and one child, all-inclusive. Basic membership, $18,000. That includes a year of storable food for each of the three people, seed bank for three people, that would be garden seeds for three people, livestock share for three people, greenhouse share for three people, bunker membership for three people, the lot, which this would be a deeded lot at the local county courthouse, 60 by 90 feet, the cabin, and which includes running water, electric, and septic, not quite $37,000, $36,999. That price will be going up. They really aren't charging enough, and I know those prices will be going up soon, but for the time being, that's what they are. And you can get the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Just scroll down the left side to the Ozark Survival Homesteads, and you can click on that, get more details, fill out the form with your name, telephone, and email. I will have people get back with you. We got some callers on hold here. Tim, first we got Steve in Iowa. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I just need to know if you guys have facilities for a rifle range of at least 700 yards length.
There will be a rifle range. I don't know if 700 yards is going to be available or not. My private range behind my home here is 100 yards. And in our part of the country, and I know you're in Iowa up there, where I think you may have one or two hills, but getting that kind of range down here in the Ozarks is not easy. It can and has been done, but it's the nature of our terrain to make it difficult, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it'd have to be ridgetop to ridgetop. You're not going to get a straight 700 yards, I don't believe.
Yeah.
It would have to be ridgetop to ridgetop.
One of my neighbors has a bottom field near a small river that we set up a 1,000-yard range every few years, but it is difficult. Any other questions, Steve?
Yeah, are you familiar with monolithic dome homes, and would you authorize that in the facility?
I am very familiar with them. I've been on job sites where they've been built. A very good friend of mine, he's built about 17 or 20 of these things. They're great, and I don't know the answer to your question, whether they would be permissible or not. We can find out.
Okay, no sweat. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Next, we go to Desert Eagle. Good morning, Jimmy.
Well, good morning, my friends. Hopefully, you're thawing out from the great freeze out there.
Oh, yeah.
John, Tim, both of you, watch your email. I just sent you both an email, and I thought I'd
call Jimmy
in because... Okay. John, a little bit of background here. Back in last year, the U.S. government approved and authorized the sale of Kiowa helicopters to the Tunisian government. And back in August, the thing was finalized. They started training at Roswell, New Mexico, up here at the airfield, over by a company known as Mystic. And the article I sent you is part of a news story where they were talking about it. And in December, three of the technicians went AWOL, disappeared. And
okay.
It is a known fact that at least one of them bought a gun or guns at one of the local gun shops, perfectly legal, went through all the paperwork and everything, visiting military, et cetera, so there weren't any problems. But they have been missing since then.
Hold that thought. We'll talk about that when we get back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 19th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting things there. It will educate you and inform you. A lot of free downloads. A 1,010-page book that it will help you understand what's really being done to us. Matrix Volume, what is it? Tim, help me out
here. Volume three.
Anyway, what I do with a book like that, reading that much material on a glowing screen is probably not good for you. I know I don't enjoy it. Print it out on a three-hole punch paper, put it in a binder, then you can read it at your leisure, and then loan it to friends. It's an eye opener. That Matrix book under free downloads. It's also at my website. Of course, you'll find Energy Cleaner. I use mine every night. I'm using a bit more now since I injured a knee and a slipping in the garage a couple of days ago. And we focus on two things, pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. And it does both. If it doesn't, it's a highly unlikely, about 98% chance it will work. If it doesn't, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Only $285 shipping included. You can read up the on the patent application information, the great testimonials at my website, thelibertyman.com. Only $285 shipping included. And yes, I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. It's a great combination. Most people these days are getting both at the same time. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Jimmy, I was looking at your note there about the Tunisian nationals that were in helicopter school as both pilots and technicians, and three have gone missing. Going back to the Vietnam War, we were arresting Viet Cong, who had made it all through the vetting process and made it all the way to the United States to helicopter training as well. So this is not news. This has happened a number of times in the past. And yes, it is concerning that these people would be criminals, they would be terrorists, and here they are loose in our country, along with all the other thousands of ISIS terrorists that are already here.
Yes, sir. And one reason that I got it to you and Tim is with your contacts and everything, you may be able to put out some feelers. At the gun show in Roswell this last weekend, I'd already known about this and have just been laying low and researching and trying to find out before I said anything at all. And the only reason that it goes out today is I did finally get verification from a person at the gun shop up there that, yes, he was the one that did sell, but that was as far as he was going to go. The gun show, the police chief for Roswell, of course, he's got to come in and make a show. And I was chit-chatting with him for a minute, and I asked him if there was any word on the three missing Tunisians. The guy looked at me like he'd seen a ghost and turned around and walked out of the gun show. So that, to me, was a great big tell.
That was confirmation, Jimmy.
Well, it's not his fault.
Exactly.
It's not the chief of police fault that these guys went missing. It's the fault of the agencies that were supposed to vet these guys and make sure they weren't terrorists.
Right, but there hasn't been anything on the news anywhere, even the newspapers saying, showing their picture, missing, blah, 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 can you help us find them? Nothing. It's just absolute silence on this thing. And,
I would see a clear and present national security risk of these men being loose in our communities, and they should be doing a public search for them, in my opinion.
Yep. And the gun show also this weekend, I talked to one of the guys that works out at the airport out there, and he brought up a point. And if you look at that article I sent you and look at the there's a part on it that says a wide variety of equipment and weapons. All of these components that are able to operate on these helicopters are on site because they're teaching the technicians how to install, adjust everything on these.
Yeah.
So it's just food for thought. And again, I'm just asking people to keep their head on a swivel.
Absolutely. Well, if you learn any more, let us know about it, Jimmy. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
I will, sir. For one call.
Okay. Well, the Ozark Survival Homesteads is a place where people can come to for vacation for 3 days or a week or two. They can live there full time. They can come if there's a severe crisis. And all these purposes make the place very attractive. It's already very affordable. The price is really $37,000 is not enough money. And Jeff's Harness's advisors, including myself, have been telling him that for weeks. But there will be a price increase coming, and coming soon. It needs to happen because you can't cut. Cut it this close, and be successful. He needs to raise some prices to make sure that the project is viable. I think he'll pay attention to his advisors, and he will do so. In the meantime, the price is $37,000 for a family of three, mom and dad and one child. I guess we could throw in a puppy dog and a parakeet there. And we got people coming up from, there's a couple of folks from Florida, regular listeners, who bought two lots and are buying two homes. Like we said, Thomas from Sweden. Lady and her husband from New Jersey are supposed to be in town, I think, today or tomorrow to look over the place. She's one of my doTERRA associates, by the way, doTERRA essential oils. A lot of activity. There's two construction crews working out there. At least 5 days a week, 6 days occasionally to make up for bad weather, diligently working to install infrastructure and build the structures that need to be built. And if you want more details, just go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down the left side to the Ozark Survival Community. Let's see, what does that banner say there exactly, Tim? Do you recall off the top of your head?
No, I don't, but I can look it up real quick.
Okay, Ozark Survival Community. That's what it says. New Ozark Survival Community info. Click here. Now, what you get there is just one page, and I will take your information, your name, your email, your telephone number. I'll be forwarding it to the principals involved in this, and they will get back with you with all the details. And the growth here is phenomenal. I don't believe Jeff was quite ready. I think he, at some point, you know, I was telling him when he got started, and I said, Jeff, you're going to be really, really busy here. And
well, he's gone, John, from 14 clients before the holidays to 159 as of the first Saturday in January.
Well, 70 of those are from my show.
Yeah, and a few of them are from mine, too.
Right, and a few from yours.
And that's fantastic.
It is. It is. Well, people recognize value when they see it. That's what's going on. They recognize value when they see it. They recognize something unique because a lot of these folks have looked into the expensive shelters, which are very nice and very safe and very secure, but they want more. They want a place to go on vacation. They want a place to retire to. They might be able to afford the shelter, the high-end shelter, but then where would the vacation home be? It wouldn't be. That would take up all the resources they have.
Exactly.
So being able to,
you know,
yes,
you can't go for a vacation. I guess you could, but it wouldn't be my idea of much fun, you know, to go to go have a vacation in a cave. You know, to me, that just doesn't sound fun.
Well, it'd be a place to sleep is what it would be.
Exactly.
You know? And if there's bad weather, you wouldn't want to go out in it. And they have, I mean, they're so high end that they have what appear to be windows, but they're actually projections of outdoor scenes in what appear to be windows. That's pretty high. That's pretty high end when you go to that extent. But that's what they've done. And God bless them. I mean, these are the shelters, those high-end, expensive shelters, are elegant. They're absolutely elegant on one hand.
Oh, they are.
On the other, they don't offer what the Ozark Survival Community offers. They don't offer a place to go on vacation. They don't offer a home to retire to. And they certainly don't charge the very inexpensive pricing that is being charged to the Ozark Survival Community. And despite being high-end, they don't have a way to survive in the aftermath of the immediate disaster, do they?
No. I mean, they've got stored food for 2 years or 3 years or whatever it is. I don't remember. But no, you know, to the best of my knowledge, I've never heard about anything where, you know, they have, you know, land where you can grow crops or have livestock or anything like that. I've never heard about them or heard them talk about any of that.
Well, you would. If those plans existed, you'd hear about them. But they don't.
Right.
It would be another perk, another selling point to say, oh, yes, by the way, we have these greenhouses. Oh, yes, by the way, we have this livestock. Oh, yes, by the way, there's this timber stand. There would be selling points, but they don't. I know a lot. I've been getting inquiries at least once, sometimes twice a week for years. I've been with Republic Broadcasting now for 12 years, Tim, doing a weekly show initially and now a daily show for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. And I get an inquiry once or twice a week. John, I want to relocate to the Ozarks. And
right.
Up until a month ago, all I could do was say, well, here's the name and phone number of a realtor. Give her a call and see what you can do. See what you can work out. Which
right, and I was doing exactly the same thing.
Which overwhelms people. It's the thought of relocating here from California or Florida or New Jersey, whatever it might be, or Sweden. It's absolutely overwhelming for people to even consider that. But when you got a planned community where everything you need is already there, you know that you'll be part of a group of like-minded people, and that's a big thing, and it's nothing to be taken lightly, is it?
No, no. In fact, that's one of the biggest things is the like-minded people part. I love the fact they're not allowing any Muslims in. You know, I could just imagine that mess. It would just be ridiculous. But
it
no, you're, what you're going to have is a community of like-minded people with the same goals, with most of them probably close to the same temperament, with the same ultimate goal of survival and surviving comfortably and well.
Right.
Now,
right.
I don't know if you've talked about it or not, but how these cabins are being built, if I understand things correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, these cabins are being built out of 2x6s that they run through their own sawmill right there on the property, and these things are super, super solid constructions made of pure oak.
And they are.
I mean, you've got something that's going to last 100 years plus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's homes in my neighborhood built with similar construction that are a century old, and they weren't built nearly
easily.
They weren't built with nearly as tough as these are. Yes, absolutely. The odds of one of these homes surviving for a century plus are pretty strong, I'd say.
Oh, absolutely they are. Oh, yeah, positively. I mean, 2x6 oak, I don't know if people know how oak ages here in the Ozarks, but the older it is, the harder it is. You cannot take dry oak that's been out in the weather for 4 or 5 years and drive a nail through it. It can't be done.
No, and here's what you do. You have to drill a hole first with
that's
an electric
correct.
Drill before you can drive the nail. Otherwise, that's just not going to happen. That seasoned oak basically is almost it's almost like iron, isn't it?
It is. Even if you keep your grass mowed, even a little bit of fire won't light it. It's hard to light on fire. So if you keep your grass mowed around the house, you shouldn't have any problems.
Right, exactly. Well, it's an opportunity that, for the time being, is at a certain price. I think in a reasonably, I would be shocked if we go another 4 weeks without a price increase.
That, well, he's got to raise it just to keep up with inflation. I mean, there's no change.
He has to. Well, Jeff's finding out some things that he was not aware of when he got involved in this that caught him off guard, and he's been absorbing these costs himself, and he can't continue doing that. So he needs to raise prices. He needs to raise prices to deal with the overhead that is inherent in a project of this nature. So in the meantime, people can get in the door and get their a homestead with everything they need for mom and dad and one child for $37,000, which is phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal.
It is, especially considering the price of the bunker that they're building right now.
Right.
You know, from what I've understood, they've already broke ground 2 weeks ago on the first one of the bunkers, and which is going to be of a modular design, you know, build one for the number of people that are signed up and purchased now, and then build another one beside it, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And super heavily engineered bunkers. I've seen the plans, and they are incredible. It'll actually be more comfortable than living on a submarine.
Which reminds me, we may be getting some bunker hardware listed on for sale on my website soon, might we not?
Oh, crap. Yes.
I know you're busy, Tim. I know you're busy. And we got some more Amazon listings to be placed also. Let's get the Amazon listings up first. There's some unusual things I found, such as some really nice vacuum packing equipment for vacuum packing.
Yeah, I saw that. I was really fascinated by the deal where you the lid for the mason jars,
right,
for the white mouth jars.
Reusable.
Right, where you can draw a vacuum on there. That's neat.
You can draw a vacuum.
You put an oxygen absorber in there with whatever and then drew a vacuum on it, you'd have something to keep forever.
Exactly. And you can reuse these lids as well. So right. Well, let's get those things listed so people can find them and buy them.
Yeah, I will do that immediately after we go off the air.
Okay, here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 19th of January, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of RuralSurvival.info, and the host of his own radio show, Saturdays, from 10 a.m. till noon, Central Time. Well, Tim, let's wrap up the show talking about the events of tomorrow.
Right.
Inauguration takes place at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. There will be a heavy police and military presence.
Right.
Several thousand motorcycle enthusiasts who will be acting as a blocking force between the communists and the good people. It's going to be quite an event, and I hope there's no major disruptions. There will be disruptions, though, or at least the attempts at disruptions.
Well, you know, what I'm curious to see, and not that I'm looking forward to it at all, but 5,000 bikers, how many communist agitators would it take to get through 5,000 bikers? I'm thinking like 50,000.
Yeah, well, they're not going to get through them.
No, that's not disappointed.
That's not going to happen. I don't know if you'd consider me a biker or not, but I do ride a motorcycle every chance I can. And
well, you'd be a formidable enemy, too, to those people, so...
Yeah, I would be.
I know.
I'll probably, if I can, I'll be watching myself to see the events. We're hoping and praying for safety and no major disruptions, and that President Trump can bring his hand down from taking the oath and start signing executive
order. On Abraham Lincoln's Bible?
Oh, is that the one he's using?
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln's Bible and his own personal family Bible.
Okay, so they're going to stack one on top of the other.
Right.
Well, I'm not a big fan of Abraham Lincoln, but that's a historical...
Neither am I.
Action, and that's fine. I thought Abraham Lincoln was a hero until fairly recently when I found out the true nature of the man and what he did. But that aside,
well, he was a lawyer, John. That should tell you most of it, right there.
There you go. Well, his top advisors were communists who came here from Europe.
Yes, they were.
The failed communist revolution in Germany in the 1850s, or was it 1840s?
Exactly.
1840s. But we don't have time for that. Tim, your final comment, please. We're almost out of time.
Folks, if you got to be near a major city Friday and Saturday, be alert. Please, be alert. If the best defense is to not be there at all. But if you're going to be in a protest area, you know, try to get out of it quickly. That's really all I can say. Be alert. Be vigilant. You know, just a heads up.
It is. It does. Well, thank you, sir. We'll be talking privately soon.
Okay. Enjoyed it, John. Yeah, good one.
Appreciate it. Okay, you too. Well, tomorrow's the day. The day we've been waiting for. The Donald becomes President of the United States. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.